You're listening to KHEM, and right now I am very, very pleased to have several people in here from Laurel Tree Charter School. Three students and a parent volunteer, Melanie. Melanie, say hi.
Hi.
Okay. All right. Let's see if we get this right. Hi, Anna, who's
yes.
a sophomore.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. And you were in here last year with me.
Correct.
Which was awesome. And also Flannery, who's in seventh grade.
Yep. Hi.
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 And Josiah.
Hello.
He's in eighth grade.
I am.
Josiah is wearing a beautiful gold bow.
It is very beautiful.
A bow tie.
It's very lovely.
Whatever.
It's around his neck, not in his hair.
And no. it's a clip-on, too, isn't it?
No, it's an actual necklace.
Like, really? You tied it? It's a clip-on.
Yeah. Very nice.
It's going to be too nice of a tie. But anyway, you all have a fundraiser that's going to fund, actually, your art, music, and PE, and travel for Laurel Tree Charter School Zumbathon, which is happening on Sunday, January 29th, from noon until 2 on over at the Arcata Community Center.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Okay, yeah.
Josiah.
How did the one last year go?
It was fun. We didn't get as many pictures as we would like. Because I do yearbook, so.
Okay.
Oh, you were going to, where did those pictures go?
They happened, but, like, everyone was just like, you know what?
Oh.
After school, there's no after school page. Where are we going to put that? This year we have an after school page.
Yeah.
So.
What is an after school page?
See, our school's not very big, so we have to come up with really extravagant ideas for pages. We have an after school page of, like, people that do after school things, such as, like, martial arts. We have pastels and applause. We got photos of that. We have Zumbathons. Anything really that we do outside of school.
That's
to
cool.
show maybe that we actually have a life.
Yeah, to fill up the yearbook because
we don't have a life,
people.
By the way.
I swear.
Yeah.
So what's it like going to Laurel Tree Charter School? How's it different than other schools?
It's literally like a family, I would say.
Yeah, I know everyone at school.
Exactly.
Me too.
Both younger and older.
You kind of just joke around with everyone, even the teachers. It's not like that stern kind of like differentiate between a teacher and a student. We kind of just all mix together.
Yeah.
Unless something actually bad happens where it's like you see that level, but that hardly happens really.
Yeah. All the teachers know us by our name.
That's really valuable. That makes it a lot easier to learn and to ask questions.
Yeah.
How many kids are there now?
Like, I would say 130 at most.
Ooh, okay.
For all the grades?
K through 12, yes.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's a small school, so we all kind of know each other, and we hang out with the little kids and the older kids, like,
with our
hang
tribes.
Out with all ages.
It's
yeah.
Good.
And you do other cool stuff, too. Like, you all were telling me about a backpacking trip you have going on the last
course. Yes. That happened in about 2 months.
Yeah, we went on one a couple months ago, and there's a class we take on Friday that's a backpacking class. So we learned how to, like, set up our tent and, do the bear bag thing and all that type of stuff.
Like, put your bag up so that the bears can't get it?
Hang it in a tree.
Yeah. That's one of the most valuable things I learned through backpacking.
And we go on, like, day hikes and stuff. It's pretty fun, actually.
Yeah.
Do you go on day hikes on Fridays, then?
Oh, no, during the backpacking trip.
Oh, just, Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sweet. And so part of the funds that are raised during the Zumbathon is going to go to stuff like the backpacking trip.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you all, you mentioned earlier, Kiana, about a trip you're taking to Mexico.
Yes. Our school does really amazing trips, I would say. We go to a lot of places that maybe not every school will go to. We're going to Mexico this year. We're going to Cancun for a little bit.
Oh, that's neat. Did you get to pick where you went?
Our teacher, Brenda, like the head teacher, she has gone to Mexico with the students multiple times, and she just likes that area because it's safe. So we're going in the middle. I can't remember what the town is called, but then we're going to one of the islands. We're going to be there probably like 10 to 12 days.
Have you ever been on one of these trips before?
I've gone to Catalina with the school, and I've gone to Ashland, which everyone, Blue Group and Up goes to, and like Headwaters and...
Do you learn a lot on these trips?
Definitely. When I went to Catalina, it was a an ocean school. Basically, we just got up like a normal school day, and we learned all these things about marine life and plankton and stuff.
I
wanted to go on that, but it filled up.
It was, not that many people went, but it was really fun.
Yeah. Well, that's neat. And you're also going to have a feast to benefit that coming up on April 7th?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And last year we had a spaghetti feast. We had a talent show with local talents at our school, and then this year we are doing a Mexican food feast to be able to like symbolize Mexico, I guess.
Yeah. How can people find out more information about it closer to the time?
We put up flyers. We will probably also put on our website, and also I put up a Facebook event that people can share. So basically, it will be around.
Oh, sweet. Awesome. So people should
look. We can probably put it on the Loco Lowdown and the North Coast
Journal.
Journal. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, North Coast Outpost? No, that's not right.
And then you will also have tons of plays that you want to do.
Yes. Lots of plays.
Right now, me and Josiah are doing A Midsummer's Night Dream.
Shakespeare.
Yeah. Well, you do, when you're in middle school, you do Shakespeare. And then once you get up to high school, you do other plays that are not Shakespeare.
Yeah, I'm doing Don't Fear the Reaper. And it's a very short and very, I would say, humorous play.
It's such a funny play.
Yeah, it's
and
really
when
funny.
Are the dates for that? The public can go and see it, right?
Yes, it is. I think the first through the third, we have three casts. So each cast will play on a different day.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And what time is it?
At 7 at the Eagle House in Eureka.
Okay, sweet. Yeah. And then the Midsummer's Night's Dream will be after that.
Yeah, we're not sure when
it's
right now.
It's 2 weeks after our play. We just don't know the exact time, and it'll probably also be around 7.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, and there's two casts, so they split it up, so one cast is one night, then the other cast is the other night, then the first cast does the third night, and then the second cast does the fourth night.
So we do 2 nights each.
Yes.
Sweet. So people can go and see it multiple times to see the different casts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also, if their cast mess up, they can be able to remake that. High schoolers don't get that choice this year.
Yeah.
We get a second chance, right?
Yeah, we get two chances.
We only got one.
Well, that's pretty cool. Well, Zumbathon, the fundraiser that will help fund all of these projects and plus PE as well, which is pretty cool, and music on over at Laurel Tree Charter School is going on Sunday at 12. Watch yourself.
Yes.
Okay. Somebody hit their mic.
Yeah, make that
and that's from noon until 2. And then there's going to be a raffle and lots of other things. You don't need to be experienced to dance.
No. You definitely do not.
Nope. We do have one student that is very experienced in dancing. Lonnie.
Oh, Lonnie.
Yeah, but the rest of us are kind of like,
just there to watch him.
So how is Lonnie very experienced in dancing?
He's just really enthusiastic about everything and gets into it.
Yeah, I asked him today if he was going to come, and he was like, yeah, maybe. But I think he'll come.
He should come next year, and we can videotape him dancing to promote it.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah, we definitely need more pictures.
Yeah,
it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have 12 instructors, so most of the most active instructors in the community that do Zumba. And one of the instructors, Jovan, she does mixed fit. So it's like Zumba, but it's more hip-hop, I guess, not so Latin. And she's going to be sampling some of her mixed fit. And anyways, so it's going to be a good sampling of all these different instructors. It's a good opportunity to see what's out there and kind of see whose other classes you might want to go to if you haven't gone to many of a variety of classes.
And it's $15, and all the proceeds go to Laurel Tree.
Yes, and kids are free. So
people can bring their own families to it.
Yeah.
So noon until 2 on over at the Arcata Community Center, which is just across from Health Sport in Arcata.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sweet. Any other last words?
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Laurel Tree is a wonderful school.
It is a wonderful school with many wonderful people that go in and are involved with it.
Yeah. I'm really glad to be here with these kids today.
Yeah,
I'm glad to be here too.
Thanks, Bailey.
I'm going to have all this information over at khum.com shortly. I already have most of it written and ready to go, as well as the flyer on there, so you can go and check out the flyer and print that out yourself if you want to check that out. So make sure to head on over to khum.com for more information. We're going to take a short break, and then we'll be back into the tunes. You're listening to KHUM.